Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I like to hold the Pirates to higher standards, Bob. I think the standard changes as you move along, and anything less than a series sweep of the historically inept, pathetic, wretched, incompetent, hideous Oakland A's, to me, is a disappointment. I'll take 2 out of 3. That's the bare minimum that's acceptable in this series, but I don't care if this team, you know, miraculously took 2 out of 3 from the Braves. They're 12-49 is their record. 12-49. They're 5-25 on the road. They've lost 14 or 16 in a row on the road. I can't remember which. Sweep them. Plus, the Brewers are getting them 2 series from now. And whatever ground you make up in the interim, you have a chance to lose when the Brewers play the A's. So you best take care of business. Sweep this horrible team. Right?
I say that exactly. 2 out of 3 normally ain't bad. 2 out of 3 in this case would not be acceptable given where they are, given what the Pirates have put together now in their last 5 days, and given the fact that you're right, Milwaukee will get the same chance. Yeah, Oakland just stinks. Now, as I said earlier, Atlanta lost 2 of 3. If you go into it thinking that you're better, you don't have to go through things, and you take things for granted, you can very easily lose these games. Wouldn't it be Pirate-like to do that? I don't think people saw at 20-8 that they would give it all back within 3 weeks, and they did.
Right.
So if they stumble in this series, that just takes so much off of what just occurred.
It does. It really could if they lose this series. I don't think they will, though. They have Oviedo, and then they have Keller tomorrow.
Keller should be an on and out. Now, I would like to see what the betting odds on that are.
The guy he's pitching against.
You'd have to put up a lot of money.
Yeah.
To try to win just a little.
The guy he's going against, I don't even know how to say his name, is 0-6 with an 8-12 ERA.
I saw that, yeah.
So I think there's excitement building. I know for a fact, I was telling Ron on Friday, I wrote about this Friday, and I'm sure you know too because you're hooked in with all this stuff, is that television ratings locally have almost doubled. Attendance at the games is up 40%. And ratings right here on The Fan have rocketed up. There's no disputing the fact that the Pirates have captured the city's interest. That's indisputable. The disputable part is how long can they keep it?
Well, again, in this division, you should be able to keep it. They haven't played hardly any division games. That will ultimately determine where they're going to end up in this division. They have to take care of that. They've played an awful lot of teams in the other side of the ledger in the American League. They've played a lot of teams not in their own division. When they play these head-to-head games, now they have with St. Louis, and they've done pretty well against St. Louis, which is unusual. And I don't understand St. Louis, to be honest. They still have a very good roster, at least name recognition-wise, they do. But for some reason, they're just not getting it done. And that's a little surprising to me, given the division they reside.
When you look back on the Pirates' skid, they lost mostly to really good teams, and they shouldn't have been swept by these teams. But Tampa Bay, Toronto, they lose a series to Baltimore. They lost a series to Texas. Those are all really good teams, Bob. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, they had a couple, they had a little bit of a letdown against Seattle. And even Arizona's a good team this year, right?
Yeah, better than their second place, I think.
They're in first place. They're ahead of the Dodgers. Well, no, they're tied for first. They're both 35 and 25. So maybe when we look back on that skid, we'll look back and say, you know what? That was more a product of playing really good teams than it was the Pirates just completely falling apart.
But at some point, you'd like to beat the really good teams, too.
For sure.
You know, like they did with the Dodgers last year when they took 5 out of 6 and no one saw that coming. So that's my reminder to the Pirates that Oakland can do the same to you. If the Pirates can win 5 out of 6 against L.A., given how disparity between these two teams, Oakland can come in here and do that to you if you're not careful. So I think they'll be fine, though. I just think Oakland's so bad.
What would you do with Henry Davis and D. Rodriguez? They're both catching prospects.
They're both in AAA.
I mean, this year, who would you call up first, and
Henry
how would
Davis.
They be deployed?
Henry Davis. He's still my number one marquee guy.
And how would you deploy him?
As a DH/catcher/right fielder. I'd get him in the lineup every day somehow, some way. I'd send Jason DeLay to the minors. Nothing against him, but you got to make way for the Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
And Andy Rodriguez eventually would get up here in time, but not right now. I still defer to Davis. He's hitting the ball way too hard. If it continues in AAA, he jumps ahead of Andy Rodriguez. And
what about when they're both at AAA? And for that matter, both at the majors.
DH one day, catch the next, whatever the case may be.
I agree. I think the days of catching 130, 40 games, they're gone.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yadier Molina did it in his prime.
How he did that for all those years and still maintain a decent batting average.
I can't squat for 10 seconds.
Going down to bend over to read a putt is hard, and he does it for every pitch and multiple years, 2 decades of it. It's just incredible.
I mean, I'm fine if one guy catches 110 and the other guy catches 52, whoever emerges as the better defender. And you're right. They've both played other positions in the minors. Interestingly, Davis has played more as a position player in the minors than Rodriguez this year. I don't really care who emerges defensively. I want both those bats in the lineup, and the other guy can play wherever.
Yeah, it's about getting the bats in the lineup. The DH makes that possible. For years, people hated the DH. This is what I loved about the DH, that you can actually get more offense, and you don't have to watch pathetic pitchers coming out there.
Yeah.
And the purists would always battle that. Well, that's part of the, you know what, you get used to it real quick. Not having a pitcher come up and ruin an inning or two every time.
What did you make of the Key Brian Hayes binge this weekend?
I hope it's a start of something good. I mean, he felt good. You saw the confidence go up. And the fact that he puts the ball, you know, there were indications that he was hitting the ball hard, just not having any luck. And they gave him a good day off in San Francisco, and I think it carried through the next two, and it's carried into this series. He needs to be consistent with it. I don't expect him to be a 20 home run guy. As long as he can drive in 80 runs, play a solid third base, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
With an average that, you know, is anywhere between 260 and 280.
Man, it'd be nice if he just took off for a little while. I mean, now he's on pace for 12 homers, so you could at least picture 15. When you're stuck on one, you're thinking, is this guy going to hit 5 home runs this year? Like 6? Well, now you can picture 12, 15, who knows, with him. I just felt really good for him. I like him. I think he has a really good demeanor on the field. He's still a young kid. He was 7-for-11 in the series with a double and 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. And like we said, that was the biggest series of the Shelty era. Good for him, man. I felt great for him.
The thing about him is he's never let his offense affect his defense.
You know, right.
He's very similar in everyday approach with that. He always does great things with his glove, saves runs. He's a pitcher's best friend from that regard. So, again, that's encouraging to see him continue to be gold glove, yet struggle with the plate. Now that he's hitting, it should just, you know, hopefully continue. It has to continue. They need him to be that sort of player.
Yeah, it would be great to see him have a big month, not just a big series, but a big month. 7-for-11. That's a big series. And his dad was in the stands, Charlie, for the big home run Friday night. That felt to me like the biggest hit of the Shelty year. Like, that game was done. They were done. Yeah. It's the Cardinals. They're going to bring guys in. They're going to mow you down at the end, and they're going to win, and then they're going to win the series, maybe even sweep the series, and what we saw in San Francisco was just a little bit of mirage. 20-8 was certainly a mirage. And all of a sudden, Brian Hayes, of all people, cracks one over the fence. It felt, I don't want to be dramatic, we'll only know this in the future. We'll only know it in the future. But it felt like a season changer. It did.
Mm-hmm. Certainly it did. Because, again, they had just struck out Bay. It looked like they were going to get out of the inning. Ke'Bryan Hayes, who doesn't home runs, is at the plate. And, boom, he hits one. And then there's another one by Palacios after that. But I think in that game, just so you had mentioned Santana with a good defensive play yesterday.
And a big double on Friday.
But also in that game, it was 5-0, and they had a chance to blow it wide open, I think. And it was Michael Bolton, not the singer, but the pitcher, right, whatever his name is. He got out of he had walked the bases loaded, if I recall, right?
Chad Bolton.
Chad Bolton.
Yeah.
He had walked the bases loaded, and you're thinking, disaster. What are they doing? Why is he? And he got out of it with a strikeout. If there's more runs there, that there's no chance the Pirates win that game. I'm convinced. So that was a big out, even though he did not, you know, he created the mess, but he got out of the mess.
No, that was the night I was talking about where Santana, with the bases loaded, took a chance by throwing to home, and Hedges made a great diving play. So they kept it at 5-1 or 5-0.
If it had been 6-7-1, I don't think you were winning that game. So,
Ke'Bryan's average in the last 6 days has risen by 26 points. Is that right? Yeah, 26 points in 6 days. How about them apples, Bob?
That's hard to do.
His OPS has gone up in 1 week's time. Last Tuesday, he had a 606 OPS to a 685. 79 points. That's how hot he was this weekend.
You go for 7-for-11, that's what happens.
We'll wrap it up
next
bases. With a prediction on the Stanley Cup Final and some other various treats. The time right now, 1:43, time to call Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Why pay 40% when you can pay 25%? Call 888-98-TWINS. I went to Shooters last week, and boy, was it fun. The first thing I noticed is outside what they've done with the outdoor part of it. An awesome, huge patio. Gazebo is what I like to call it. And it's got almost like a artificial turf bottom to it. I saw people playing. What's the game, T-Bird, where you throw the little sand things in the little thing?
Asking the right guy. Cornhole.
Cornhole. People playing cornhole, a dad proudly watching as he drank beer, other people playing golf, big party room. You can do the party inside, outside. It's an awesome place for any kind of party you can imagine, from a draft party, fantasy football drafts coming up, to whatever, reception, gender reveal, christening, whatever you want to do. That's the party place. That's the golf place. Check it out at shootersgolf.com, and it's Shooters Golf in Wexford.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.